Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569 is the way to get in touch with me. And for the last couple of days, bless your little pea-picking hearts, we've gotten lots of phone calls. So as a result, I forgot to mention it. I didn't forget. I guess I just got sort of distracted a little bit. That Let's Work On Let's Fix It segment that we were going to do last Friday, well, we just bumped it a week. And, I mean, I think you really like it. And but as I said, you know, phone calls are always our priority around here. So regardless of what we think we're doing, what our sort of loose format is, it's always loose enough. And flexible is probably a better word than loose. Loose implies kind of sloppy. Flexible implies flexible, a willingness to adjust, to adapt. We have an evolutionary program here. We adapt really well. So that'll be on Friday. But in the meantime, so if you've been calling and getting a busy signal, please do not take that as anything other than an invitation to just redial and get in touch with us, because we'd love to talk with you about whatever it is that is on your mind, regardless of what we seem to be chatting about. Today is Florence Nightingale's birthday. She would have been 195. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. It's also, take a guess. This is really, I mean, he's such a good sport, because I'm always asking him impossible questions. And at least a fair amount of time he comes up with the right answer. He would be a good Trivial Pursuit partner, because he figures what is likely to be the right answer. All right, who else's birthday do you think it is today? I don't think you looked this up, so I don't think you know. But I'll give you a hint. It's an actress, and it's a famous actress. And thinking about Florence Nightingale doesn't get you terribly far away from who she is. I know.
Let's see.
Oh, you're looking. You're Googling.
No, I'm
oh, no,
thinking.
You're not? Okay, good.
I'm thinking.
Good. Googling, thinking.
Thinking of Googling. No.
Just take a guess. I don't think she's alive anymore. In fact, I'm totally sure she's not.
And it's an actress.
Yeah. She has kind of a shaky voice. That doesn't help?
Katharine Hepburn?
Well done!
Okay.
Shaky voice was a pretty good clue, though.
Yeah, that kind of gave it away. But
okay, well, okay. I figure, you know, part of it is age difference. But, yeah, it's Katharine Hepburn's birthday as well.
All right,
so listen, I need to rant and rave for a moment. Are you willing to listen to me rant and rave?
I'm always
willing.
I
was going to say, what makes us different than any other day? Okay, here's the deal. I'm trying to figure out how to set this up. I'm just going to tell you, all right? I had a breakfast meeting today with some people at the university I went to. And they're very nice people, and they brought somebody up from the development office, and they brought somebody up from the athletic department, because, as many of you know, I have a foundation, and so every year I have to give away 5% of the total assets of the foundation, which is getting to be fairly significant, and I'm desperately trying to do. I actually have come up with an idea that I think is a really good idea, and I'm really trying to get it in place this year, I promise. I know I've been saying that for a long time, and I have gotten a number of ideas in place, but they just weren't as viable as I wanted them to be. And, you know, this is, in theory, my legacy, right? This is something that I devote money to, and should be devoting time to it, although the older I get, the more I understand that it's okay to hire people to do what you're not good at. And as someone said, I'm very passionate about things, I have really good ideas, I'm really logical, I'm good at raising money, I'm not a good manager. I'm just not. And so I realized that about myself. And so the idea is to get something to either piggyback with somebody else or, and I really don't want to hire somebody per se and reinvent the wheel, because hiring somebody means that a huge number of the assets of the foundation then become overhead. And I don't want to do that because I steer very clear away from places that have huge overheads that are supposed to be charitable. Anyway, so I give money to Rice. And so they come up because, I don't know, I think partially because I'm visible, partially because I'm a donor, although not lavish. I think partially because, we meet in fun places, and I don't know. I mean, I should actually ask them what their criteria is at some point, but I probably don't want to know. So anyway, here are these really nice guys who come up, and I don't know what got into me today. Maybe it's just that it's hot out, or, I hadn't had any chocolate because it was a breakfast meeting, so I hadn't anything to eat. And I don't know what got into me today. But because usually I'm relatively well-behaved, not completely, and certainly am not shy about expressing my opinion. But I was on a tear today because I gave some money to Rice a bunch of years ago as an endowment. So, and my idea at the time, because I was very grateful to the school for really, as I was explaining to somebody, when I went to Rice, it was just transitioning. It had already transitioned from an institute to a university. That had happened legally sometime before. But as all of us are aware who deal with institutions, the actuality and the practicality and the legality are not necessarily overlapped. So even though they had been called themselves a university for a while, they really weren't. And I think part of the reason that I got in is because that Rice had been for white male Houstonians who were engineers before. It was an institute. Well, I'm none of the above except white, but I lived out of state. I'm female and was not an engineer, even though I have a minor in engineering, but math and science, but not engineering. And as I said, 5 years before, 10 years before, I never would have been admitted. And when I went there, it was, if you got in, you were on a 4-year full ride, which even at the time, I mean, college wasn't quite as expensive then as it is now, but it was expensive and would have been prohibitive for me to go to, anyway, it was a great deal. And I've always been very grateful to them because in that transition from institute to university, they allowed things that they might not have allowed previously. And once they're involved in their, I was talking before about flexibility, that things in transition tends to be a bit flexible. Things once they've made the transition are a little less flexible. So I've always been grateful to them. So I gave them some money as an endowment a bunch of years ago to sort of allow hands-on information, because I got my PhD, as most of you know, at Northeastern, which I think is a fantastic model in that it's a work-study program. It's a co-op program. So when you end up with your degree, you also end up with a very specific work experience, which means, because you've done both at the same time, which means that you're very far ahead of people who are just getting their degree because you've had the work experience. You're also very far ahead of the people who just had the work experience because you have the degree. It's a great program. I just lost my train of thought a little bit. At any rate, I had given them some money, and I wanted people to have the same kind of hands-on experience. And so that Northeastern had given me, just because I thought it was so valuable. So that was specifically why I set up the endowment. Well, they lost the endowment. This is somebody from Rice is going to call me and yell at me, but I'm a supporter of the school, so listen. They lost the endowment. Then they gave my ex-husband credit for the endowment, which he had not had anything to do with. And so at any rate, so this was, and I had talked to one of the people who was up to talk with me. I talked with in the fall, and I said I was really unhappy. I wasn't going to give them any more money because they'd lost it, and they hadn't really done anything with it. So here's this poor, sweet man who comes up and says, oh, look, here, look what I've done. I got you the description of the person that received the scholarship from you. Well, it turned out that this person was actually in the city last summer, in the city in which I live, never got a thank you note for the endowment, never got a phone call saying I'm here, nothing. And I said, that's bad manners. it's not only that, and it actually gets worse, not only bad manners, it's bad psychology and it's bad fundraising. So I thought I'd ask people, when's the last time you did something that was completely unappreciated? 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private, secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I guess my moral of the story is you need to say thank you. that it's, I mean, I remember as a kid that I wasn't allowed to go to sleep on Christmas Eve or Christmas night until I'd written thank you notes for all my gifts. I mean, it was just, you know, that you somebody spent the time and effort to buy you something, and whether you like it or not doesn't make any difference. You write the thank you note. And when I got married, I did 10 thank you notes every night before I went to bed. But the idea being, I mean, how difficult it is somebody has given you thousands of dollars to say, gee, thanks. I said, you know, it's not only a failure of this woman, but of the program, that should be one of the requirements of the program. That I've done work with Children International, and those kids send you a thank you note, and they send you a yearly update. Now, I sponsored 65 kids, so at one point I realized that all the letters were exactly the same. They were obviously, the kids were given a template, but still, I mean, and you're talking about third world country and kids who, you know, are really struggling, but at least they took the time to copy it in their own handwriting and put a stamp on it and send it off. And that's a program that, and most people aren't going to sponsor 65 kids, so they're not going to know that all the thank you notes are just the same. But the point is that when somebody does something for you, you say thank you. And especially if you're trying to convince somebody to give you money. And when I send a donation to somebody, and what they do is when they sent me back the acknowledgement, they put an envelope in saying send more money, they go down on the list. When I send somebody some money and they say thank you, would you like to come for dinner, or we'd like to take you on a tour of the plant or whatever. It doesn't have to be anything, because I understand that I just assume that money went to people who need it as opposed to entertaining me. But still, most of the things that are entertainment are underwritten by somebody else. But the idea of, okay, you gave me some money, how about giving me some more money? And for those of you who run nonprofits, or those of you who have children, or those of you at some point think someone's going to give you something, thank you is what we do, unless we were raised by wolves. And I think even wolves are probably better behaved than that. So these poor guys, I felt sort of sorry for them, because they, you know, I'm sure they're used to sort of saying, okay, here's the program where we need some more money, and I don't know if they, maybe they assume that people would just write them checks at the moment. I only do checks once a year, so that makes it a little easier. But to have this woman kind of unload on them. So I guess maybe nobody will come and visit me anytime soon, which is not necessarily a terrible thing, but... But I mean, it was so fundamental that that how could you not say thank you, and especially when it's so easy. I mean, first of all,
I was just going to say it's like one of the easiest things to do is to say thank you.
Well, and look, even if you
it's
decide that you can't put a stamp on it, that you can't afford the 43 cents or 45 cents, Google me, right? All you have to do is Google. You can send me an email.
Yeah.
Which I think is a tacky thing to do. Don't misunderstand me. I think that if somebody could take the time to spend some money for you or buy you a gift or even send you a card, that you write a thank you note. Okay? But an email would have been better than nothing. Not to mention she was in the city in which I live. And saying, gee, I'd like to take you on a tour of... She was at the UN, of the UN, or I just want to say thank you, or this was a great experience. Nothing. Not word and word. Raised by wolves, folks. And isn't part of an education of knowing to do that? Maybe not. All right, so that was my rant, so thank you for listening. You can see, I mean, I'm really wound up about it.
Understandably, so, too.
They would have done better to not show me the thing. I mean, if she'd been off in Uganda, I still think that you write a note saying thank you for allowing me to do this, and then you write a thank you, a follow-up thank you note saying this was a great experience. You know, I'd love to talk with you about it or what. Nothing. All righty. All right, the rant is done, at least temporarily. But I do think it's a good question, too, because the notion of just good manners... And this would seem to me the sort of the basics of when we are taught. I mean, how many parents have said to their 2-year-old when someone offers them something, say thank you? I mean, right? It's something that we're all taught when we're, I mean, at the cradle. And hopefully we remember past that. So Not impressed. All right. The oldest university in the Americas was founded not in the United States, but in Lima, Peru. I didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
1551, National University of San Marcos. Harvard was, what, in the 1600s or something? So
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Impressive. You know, I love these kinds of things because they teach us all sorts of things. Somebody actually I hadn't talked to for a while, had listened to the program, said, I love your day in histories. I like them, too. I'm not sure that anybody... Because they seem to me that if we don't know our history, you know, it's one of the things that people talk about Alzheimer's, which more and more people are talking about because the population is getting older and older. And that doesn't mean we're all going to get Alzheimer's, but it does mean that we're going to have memory issues. And the idea of we are our memories, right? I mean, what is education but what we remember? You know, what is our experiences of how we behave, whether we say thank you or not? So the idea of where we come from, where we are as a people, where we are as a species, where we are as in our particular state. Manny got to celebrate Minnesota's entrance into the United States yesterday. Did you do anything? So it'd be yesterday was the 11th. Ons de Mayo. Doesn't quite have the same ring as Cinco de Mayo, does it? But
yeah,
that's all right. You don't actually have to do it in Spanish because it's Minnesota. You have to do it in Swedish, I suppose.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, 1870, the Manitoba Act is given the royal assent, paving the way for Manitoba to become a province of Canada on July 15th. So there you go. So that's for our Canadian friends. We have a huge number of Canadians who listen to the program. Bless your little pea-picking hearts. It turns out, this is a sad day, that the Lindbergh baby was found on this day in Hopewell, New Jersey, just a few miles from the Lindberghs. That continues in 1932 to be a story that just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
About what actually happened. And there are all sorts of conspiracy theories. One is that the child was actually was Down syndrome, and that Charles Lindbergh didn't want that to be known. I mean, there are all sorts of, who knows? I'm not sure we'll ever know. AA was founded today. First time in Akron, Ohio, in the home of Henrietta Sibberling, Bill Wilson, and Dr. Bob Smith. I think they call it Friends of Bill, don't they? What it is,
so.
The Friends. Yeah. Have you ever been to an AA meeting?
Nope.
I've only been once, and I was at one play. They let me do it because, in theory, you're not allowed to go to an AA meeting unless you're an alcoholic. But they're absolutely fascinating. They really are amazing kinds of things.
Hmm.
Peacock debuted for NBC's logo today, and Jimmy Carter went to Cuba for a 5-day visit with Fidel Castro, becoming the first president since the revolution. Love to hear from you, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jason, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question about whether I should get involved in an argument that my mom and my sister are having and what I can do about it.
The answer is probably no, knowing you more than I know now, but let's go through it together.
Okay. Well, basically what happened is my younger sister, who is 18 years old, lives at home with my mom and my stepdad. She recently broke up with her boyfriend. And the next night, her car was vandalized. It was keyed and stomped on, and they did
was
all kinds.
Was it by the ex-boyfriend or not?
Well, that's what we don't know. See, my mom suspected that it was him, and my sister doesn't think it was. So my mom kind of, she got very upset, and she called the ex's parents, and she accused him of doing it, and she got really angry on the phone with
them. Well, she's got no evidence.
Exactly, yeah, and that's what I said. I said, you can't do that because you have no proof that he did it.
It does seem somewhat of coincidental, and it clearly is where my mind went as well, but still.
Right. So she called, she got in a big fight with the ex-boyfriend's parents, and then my sister found out what she did, and they got in a big fight, and now my sister packed up all her things and moved out of the house and went to live with my father, and they haven't spoken for like a week.
So what if you were going to do something, how old are you, Jace?
I'm 24.
Okay. Has your sister graduated high school?
She's just about to this year.
All right, so she's within like a month of graduation.
Yeah.
What's she going to do after graduation?
She's going to college, actually. She's
good.
All applied and all
great.
That. So.
Great. Okay, so this split would have had to occur sooner or later. And that must occur to you to a certain extent as well, that you know, that this may be an excuse to kind of lessen the tie will work. And so, all right, so, but... So you hear that I'm not quite as freaked out about this as you are.
Right.
Of course, I'm also not there. But if you were going to intervene, with whom would you intervene and what would you say?
Well, I talked to my sister about it the other day, and she's still really upset. You know, I told her, well, look, you know, Mom was just, I mean, Mom bought you the car, so she was pretty upset that, you know, that happened. And, you know, she was, I think, trying to act in your best interest, you know, trying to find out who did it. Obviously, she acted kind of irrationally and didn't really do the right thing. But
well, why specifically is your sister mad? If this is an ex-boyfriend, did she break up with him or he break up with her?
Yeah, she broke up with him, but now, like, when she goes to school, she's, like, she's having problems with other people at school now because it's like she's got the crazy mother who called the ex-boyfriend.
So it embarrassed her.
Yeah, really badly, yes.
Okay. Well, in term, if she were calling me about it, I'd say, first of all, you can't undo it, number one.
Right.
You can certainly go and apologize on your mom's behalf, or you maybe be able to convince her to apologize. But, I mean, 18-year-olds being embarrassed about their parents' behavior is not unknown behavior, you know, not unknown territory. So I would say to your sister, when she goes to school and people make fun of the woman with a crazy mom, I just laugh and say, you know, parents, you know,
right.
and let it go. I mean, that her mom's behavior is not hers. And it may be that part of, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the source of your sister's ire is, other than maybe she was hoping that the guy would come back or what. I don't know. And there is certainly the possibility he did it. But if you think he did it, he's 18 years old. You don't go to the parents. You go to him.
Right.
I don't know what your mom's point was. So if you went to your sister, you tried to explain your mom's behavior. That's not going to work. All right. Yeah. So if you're going to go to your mom, would you think about going to your mom or not?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could. I don't really know what I would say.
What's your goal here?
My goal is to just get them to sit down and talk to one another and stop.
Did they have a good relationship before this?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, occasionally they would argue.
All right,
or whatever,
Jason, let me give you kind of a wider perspective, and I'm not in any way being dismissive of your concerns. I'm just giving you a somewhat wider perspective, and then we can decide what you want to do here.
Okay.
As I mentioned, is your sister the youngest?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So sooner or later, I mean, she's going away to college in a couple of months. So in the next several months, and we're talking 2 to 3, she would have to begin lessening that tie with her mom, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, especially if she's the baby of the family and, you know, the only female or whatever, that can be difficult for her and difficult for your mom. So in some bizarre way, both of them may be acting out unconsciously some kind of agenda that has very little to do with boyfriend and protective and car and independence. Because in some ways, this is really the prototype. Your mother's saying, I can still take care of you. And your sister's saying, leave me alone. I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. However, in that context, your sister is still saying, you know, I'm going to live with somebody, I'm going to go live with dad, that'll make you unhappy. I mean, I think the two of them are acting out some kind of script that has nothing to do with the car or the boyfriend, number one. Number two, it may, in fact, even though it's a little unpleasant, and certainly they're both drama queens, a little more dramatic than is comfortable for you, it may, in fact, serve a function in both of their wider lives, which is how do we lessen this bond a little bit so Sissy can go to college and not be incredibly homesick, and Mom can deal with the fact I'm losing my baby, because Sister can say, Mom drives me nuts, and Mom can say, you know, no matter what I do, I'm wrong, so isn't this better to have her out of on her own a little bit? So this may serve a function that is not inherently obvious. What we would call that in the trade is secondary gain. It's something that's not obvious. It's not seemingly the primary motivation, but in fact is working on some level to say this is... If it hadn't been this, it would have been something else, number one. Number two, the question is, what do you do in this? And I think what you don't want to do is, it sounds to me, the position you're in right now is both of them coming to you and unloading.
Okay.
Because both of them will feel better when they've done that. You will feel worse, and nothing will happen.
All I'm really looking for them to do at this point is to just actually talk to each other about it. Just
right. Well, you've got a huge... First of all, they're not going to get this resolved. They're both going to feel that they're right. Your mom's going to feel that she was just taking care of her baby. Your sister's going to feel that mom's interfering in something that was none of her business. Now, you could point out to your sister quite accurately, although you're going to get your head handed to you, that your mother wouldn't have known about it unless she told her.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and you can point out to your mother that in the same situation, at the same age, if her mother had done something like that, she would have murdered her in her bed. So, I mean, the point is that both of them are basically wrong, but understandably so. And the question is, do you really want to get caught in the middle of that? What I would suggest is that you go to your sister and say, how about if you just let this whole thing go? Because going back over it, Jason, is going to reopen it and re-energize it. And that's not going to serve your function and your wishes nor theirs. So I would probably go to sister and say, hey, look, how about if you went and, you know, it may have been stupid, it may have been misguided, but it wasn't wicked. She wasn't trying to hurt you. She was trying to protect you, even though it was misguided. How about you go and give her a hug and a kiss? Then you go to your mom and say, look, if Grinnelda Hyde decides to come over here, how about the two of you don't discuss it and you don't sort of point out how right you were, but just give her a kiss and tell her that she's your baby and you love her and let it go. Because don't try and have them go back over and get it resolved, because they won't. They'll just put more energy into it. Okay?
Okay.
And short of that, if they won't, say to both of them, if either of them comes to you and explains why they're right and the other one's being a jerk, say, you know what, I love you both, I don't want to get involved in this, I'll talk with you about anything but that event.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And part of the tendency, as you can hear here, is to want to get everybody resolved, to get everybody back on the same page, to have everybody happy with one another. And I know that's the impulse. I mean, we had a call yesterday about a mom whose daughter was opposing her engagement to a new guy because the 9-year-old decided that she had a prophecy that mom and dad were going to get back together. So, look, all of us as human beings want the people that we care about to care about each other. Not only on a moral standpoint is, you know, we don't want people that we love to be unhappy, but on a selfish standpoint is it makes our lives easier. It means we don't get caught in the middle. It means we don't have to spend double the amount of time because the two people won't deal with each other. So anytime we deal with them, it has to be separately. So it's perfectly understandable and sometimes altruistic and often selfish motivation, but it's just not viable. So what you need to do, what happens is you're going to be in the middle, which means everybody's going to be mad at you. And sooner or later, you're going to get mad at them, which means not only have you not solved the problem, but you've added to the overall misery quotient. So that's not what any of us are trying to do. Understand that the impulse to have people, okay, can't we all just get along, is certainly true. It's just doesn't really work that way. So what you can do is, first of all, let a little time pass. Second of all, encourage both of them separately, not to say that they're wrong, but to say, you know, her birthday's coming up, her Mother's Day's coming up, or Christmas is coming up, or, wouldn't it be nice to see the grandkids? To try and find some neutral turf and then hope that, you know, at some point somebody will decide how much is it worth to keep that anger going. Hopefully not much. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true. I would love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. We have a number of questions on Facebook that, with which hopefully you can respond. And look, any question on Facebook, you're also encouraged to respond verbally, which means to call me, but not necessary. I mean, I know the whole point about Facebook is I know there are lots of you who listen to the program where you're not at a place where you can really call. Hopefully you're not doing brain surgery at the same time you're listening to the program. It just makes me a little nervous. But and if you're in a car, Sometimes you can call, but if you're driving on the freeway, I just assume you didn't call me while you're driving. First of all, it's illegal in some states. I actually had a friend, I think in New Jersey, it's $500 per event. I had a friend who on one day got fined $1,500. He was just determined he was going to talk on that phone. I don't know if it's worth it or not. I assume he paid the tickets. Who wants to go to jail for it? But
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a serious issue. It turns out the talking or texting is actually more distracting than drinking. And imagine how many people are doing all three. I don't even want to think about it. Just stay home, I guess. All right. They're talking about introducing racism monitors as part of a build-up to the 2018 World Cup. Now, my question and Manny's question is, what exactly would that mean? They're saying that Yaya Toure suffered racism abuse while playing for Manchester City against CSKA Moscow in October 2013. So they're announcing a system of match observers to monitor incidents of racism and discrimination at the World Cup qualifiers in the build-up to the 2018 tournament in Russia. The observers will be trained to spot incidents of discrimination and report them, which can then impose disciplinary sanctions on the countries involved. Host country Russia has said it will tackle racism in its football being soccer as far as they're concerned. Some 200 racist incidents were committed by Russian fans between 2012 and 2014, according to a recent report by the Sova Center, a Moscow-based racism monitoring group. Who knew? The project follows recommendations of the FIFA Anti-Discrimination Task Force and is being implemented in collaboration with the European anti-discrimination body, FAIR. They said they have a lot of work needs to be done to combat the incidents. Manchester City midfielder, which I mentioned before, suffered racist abuse while playing in the Champions League, will be present at the launch at Wimbledon Stadium today. Former World Cup referee Howard Webb and FAIR's executive director Pierre Pouwar, who are both members of the FIFA Task Force, will also be in attendance. There you go. I mean, I assume that there is some agreement about what a racism event would be.
Yeah.
Right. FIFA, for those of you who are concerned, is Federation Internationale de Football Association.
FIFA,
yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I got to, actually, a couple of years ago when Ireland played Italy, the World Cup in New York, I got to host the reception at Gracie Mansion, which is really fun. I mean, because soccer is just such, at the time it was maybe, I don't know when, it was probably 10 years ago. I'm trying to remember when Italy actually played Ireland. I think Italy won, but I'm not sure. You can tell I was a great, well, I mean, it was very helpful to not actually know who won and to introduce the athletes, and it was, but everybody kind of hung out with one another. So, what can I tell you? Alrighty, so the idea being that, look, the world, think about it. Think about the world, and I know that Baltimore and hopefully we're going to do an interview about a woman who went to Georgia to cover the fact that they were, for the first time in their history, having an integrated prom. These are kids who went to school together, played athletics together, dated each other under certain circumstances, were neighbors with one another, but had racially separated and segregated proms, even though they were dating. There's some interracial dating. And the kids were the ones who said, no, this is stupid. And they started it. They have pictures of them with, like, in kindergarten, a king and queen, I don't know what you call them, maybe prince and princess, starting in kindergarten, which is awfully early as far as I'm concerned. But they were segregated. And so the idea about that racism can be sort of subtle or unsubtle, but the idea that Russia is sort of taking this over. I mean, I view it as progress, not that, I mean, because 20 years ago, these were incidents that happened in 2012 and 2013, they passed. I mean, they passed at least, if not unnoticed, at least not remarked upon on any governmental level. And now people are saying it's not okay. So, we're making progress. I think we're not making it quite as quickly as we'd like. I just saw the movie, which I'll review for you on Thursday, of Perfect Pitch, Pitch Perfect, I guess. And the idea being that the guy who is doing the play-by-play is an incredible sexist and saying that's what happens when you send girls to college. Shouldn't happen. Why do we want to bother sending girls to college? They'll all be married and pregnant within a couple of years anyway. I mean, so that's viewed as satire, presumably, but it wouldn't necessarily be viewed as satire. As I said, you know, I got laid off years ago, and they said, why? And they said, well, because you have a husband to support you. And first of all, I was supporting him. But second of all, how can you do that? How can you sort of say, because somebody's biology is separate, that it's okay to do this? So, I mean, the world, hopefully, you know, I was mentioning the difference between being loose and being flexible. And hopefully the world is adapting, that we're learning that there are things that are just not in anybody's best interest. And things that are, this is a story that we've carried like 14 times, but it seems to continue to come up, which is the issue about binge drinking. As I said, it came up in my life last week when I was on the train. It wasn't a young person. It was somebody who was probably, I would say, at least 50s and maybe late 50s, early 60s, and had binge drunk himself to throwing up on the train. I mean, seriously. It kills people every year. They're saying it's not only in the United States. They're saying alcohol consumption in wealthy developed countries has declined over the past two decades, but binge drinking has increased among the young, which is, we've known this for a long time, that wine and beer and hard liquor have really gone down in most countries, but binge drinking with kids has gone up. And it is truly hazardous. They're saying it's a major public health and social concern. Kids are drinking earlier, and they're drinking more, and it's not that they're saying boys 15 and younger. The proportion who have been drunk rose to 43%, 15 and younger, from 30% 15 years ago. And for girls, it changed from 41% from 26%. So girls, congratulations, you're catching up on really nasty, dangerous behavior. 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.